So how'd it feel to be back?
Oh, it felt good. You know, I've been moving around a little bit. That's what it was really about. Taking it a day at a time, and, you know, I'm not rushing back. So, you know, like I said, it's good to be back out there with teammates, moving around a little bit individual, and, you know, just getting things moving. So,
what's bothering you right now?
Oh, lower back, but that's about it. I'm not going to go into details. This question can be directed towards Eric Sugarman. Yeah, I can find out through him.
Is the same type of thing with rookie year?
Nah. Different than that. Thank you. I'm very thankful that they're very different than that. But like I said, taking it day by time. Still early in camp, still preseason, so no need to rush things and let things heal up and go from there.
How much daily work are you putting in with Sugarman?
I probably meet up with him about 3 times a day. Kind of an all-day thing. I don't really get a break, but you know, it's worth it. The progression is definitely there. It's feeling better every day. So it's one of the things that takes time. So,
what happened on the play where you kind of got banged up there?
Oh, just got twisted up. You know, it happens. It's football. Can't prevent things like that. You know, things happen, and you got to go from there. So, you know, my main objective right now is to be patient, but keep working, and you know, find a way to get back out there 100%. So.
How much you talked to the coaches about working in the third downs and in the passing game? Have you been mostly running out of the backfield? Have you done anything in the slot? Anything like that yet?
I haven't really been mainly focused around third down or anything like that. You know, I've caught routes, passes out of the backfield. I've did shotgun runs. I did under-center runs. Nothing out of the normal. So.
Was it frustrating to kind of get hurt then when you were getting so many reps with the first team?
A little frustrating. You know, just the fact that you can't be out there working. You know, you got to sit on the sideline and watch. Or you very limited certain things that you can do. So it's a little frustrating, but, you know, I'm trying not to let it get the best of me and, you know, still take those mental reps while I'm not physically in there. So
I was going to say, what do you do in the meantime since if you're not physically out there?
Oh, yeah, I'm taking my mental reps or somehow find a way to put myself in a game type scenario, you know, in my head while I'm in the back watching. So, you know, I'm still working, just not getting the physical reps. So, you know, it's all good.
It's kind of like a virtual reality.
That's all good. It's like a video game.
Is there a point yet where you go up to the coaches and say, oh, I'm ready to go, but they won't put you in?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Like I said, there's no rush. You know, the worst thing you can do is get back out there before you're ready and probably tweak it again or, you know, force it or something like that. So, you know, I'm just trying to be patient, as patient as I can. But at the same time, you know, it's tough watching from the sideline and not being out there, especially, you know, myself. I like to run around a lot, so it's kind of hard to just be still in one spot the whole time. So.
Derek, it seemed like Coach Stefanski was maybe having you guys run some different sort of foot drills with the ladder. Is he pretty good at coming up with creative different things for you to do?
Yeah, he's come up with a couple of different drills that we haven't did in the past 2 years. And, you know, everything is new. You know, working on footwork, working on your footwork in the hole. You know, things that he teaches us is game-like related. You know, he has his theory that you don't need to coach a running back so much, and then the rest is up to us. So, you know, he's been doing a great job of coaching us and putting us through different football drills, making sure, you know, our pass keys, read keys, footwork, and stuff like that.